welcome to Rejuvenate Your Hormones and Wellness. This is Colleen Power-Kupka in Scottsdale, Arizona. This is episode number one. This is my first podcast, and I'm so excited to be here. So what will we be covering in this show? Well, it'll be about hormones, it'll be about clearing up myths, and answering questions. Face it, it's a confusing world when it comes to the world of hormones, don't you think? Think about it. What do your friends say? What do your providers say? What do magazines, newspapers, various blogs, and articles say on the internet? I can say this, it's one big hot mess. A lot of times it's not accurate information. I can see how it's confusing, and that's what I'm here for. I'd like to also talk to you about other health issues that are hot today, or just maybe not. So what is my background? I'm a family nurse practitioner that focuses solely on hormones and weight loss. This is my thought. If your hormones are not optimized, it's going to be pretty difficult to lose weight. I'm also a culinary chef specialized in plant-based foods. My program is focused on cutting down on inflammation, preventing disease, and giving our bodies the food and tools it needs to age gracefully. I've been immersed in hormones for the last 7 years. I'm constantly updating my education. I attend many conferences. It is my passion. I own a concierge medical practice in Scottsdale called Rejuvenate Hormones and Weight Loss Center. So how did I get here? I can tell you 10 years ago, this is never something I thought I'd be doing, working with hormones. I really wanted nothing to do with them. What happened? Well, menopause. And let me tell you, it was a trip. I was really affected in every way. I had the famous symptoms of brain fog, no energy, night sweats, hot flashes, irritability, reduced libido, weight gain. I felt like I had an inner tube growing around my middle section. Has it happened to you? I just remember it feeling miserable. You know, I was against hormones because of everything I was hearing. I was so miserable, I decided to have a discussion with my husband, who is also a physician, and just was at a loss of what to do. So we decided, you know what, let's go explore it. Went to a naturopath. I set up an appointment. I went into the clinic, sat down with him for him to say, yeah, it sounds like you might be in menopause. Let's get labs. I got the labs, went back, and yes, the diagnosis was confirmed. At this point, he says, well, let's get you on some hormones. I was offered only one type of application, which were creams. That's it. Out the door I went. No choice of what I was being put on, meaning no other options were presented, such as injections, pills, troches, pellets, at which time, really, I had no clue that they even existed. No discussion was given on the importance of hormones for preventative measures, meaning cardiovascular protection, breast cancer protection, protection of bone. After a month or two of applying the cream, I was done. It was not for me. No one checked on me to see how I was doing. Needless to say, I dropped off the hormones and continued on my miserable journey. Eventually, I found an excellent educator, found a new provider, and have been on hormones and taking courses ever since. So, since this is our first episode, I'm thinking, what do we talk about? Well, let's talk about the meaning and the difference of bioidentical, natural, or synthetic hormones. Do you find those terms confusing? Well, you're not alone. So do a lot of providers and patients. It's confusing out there on what they all mean. Oftentimes, you're heard that bioidentical hormones are just made from plants and soy and yam. However, that's not exactly the case. Bioidentical hormones are identical in molecular structure to the hormones our own bodies make. They're not found in nature, but are made and synthesized from a plant chemical extracted from yams and soy. Bioidentical hormones are also considered synthetic, as they are made in a lab. So when I'm thinking about natural hormones, I'm thinking it comes from a natural source. The first natural hormone I'm thinking about is for the thyroid. It comes from a natural source, such as the thyroid glands of animals, usually pigs, but also can be made of bovine. Natural thyroid contains both T4 and T3 hormones. Both of these options more closely resemble the hormones produced by the human thyroid gland than a synthetic hormone. I work with two of these natural hormones, and that is MP-thyroid and Armour-thyroid, both of which are used to treat hypothyroidism. There is also another common hormone out there to treat hypothyroidism, and that is levothyroxine, otherwise named Synthroid, which is made in a lab. It does contain T4, however, not T3. It is not natural. It is bioidentical, and it is synthetic. Now, the other natural hormone that I'm thinking about there comes from a pregnant mare. It is called Premarin. It comes from the pregnant mare's urine. They dry the urine down to a powder form. It's been utilized for over 70 years. It is a hormone that our mothers probably took back in the day. It is considered natural. However, is it natural to humans or to a mare? It does have a little of estradiol and estrone in it, but it also contains up to 60 foreign estrogens that are not found in humans. So, natural? Yes. But do our bodies recognize it? I'm not so sure about that. So another form of estrogen that is used out there is called estradiol. It's a hormone that we use in our clinic. It is bioidentical. It's also synthetic. Estradiol is from a chemical synthetic source put together in a lab. The estradiol produced is exactly the same chemical structure as the estradiol produced by our ovaries. Estradiol helps with hot flashes, sweats, and prevention of osteoporosis and a whole host of things, which I'll talk about later. Now, let's talk about another hormone. Actually, it's my favorite hormone, to tell you the truth, and it's called progesterone. It's primarily made by the corpus luteum, which comes from a cyst formed on the ovary every month in childbearing years. It also comes from placenta and a small amount made in the adrenal gland. However, there is no natural source of progesterone when it comes to hormone therapy. It only comes from a synthetic chemical process. However, it's structured exactly to how the corpus luteum makes it. No animals or plants provide a natural source. This type of progesterone is considered both bioidentical and synthetic. You know, it's not uncommon that I will have a patient come into my clinic and state to me, you know, my doctor took me off the progesterone because I had a hysterectomy. But you know what? I can't sleep and my anxiety is high. And I just have to question, why would you take a patient off of progesterone? Do we think that the only receptor sites are on the uterus? No, they are throughout the entire body. Data indicates that progesterone has multiple non-reproductive functions in the central nervous system. It regulates cognition, mood, inflammation, mitochondrial function, neurogenesis, and regeneration. And recovery from traumatic brain injuries. Also, other areas of the body are, affected by progesterone. Listed as this, the limbic brain, which controls emotions, psychological symptoms, and epilepsy. The hypothalamus, which progesterone helps with the menstrual cycle, reduces hot flashes, increases libido. The preoptic area, which progesterone helps with the sex drive. Who doesn't need that, huh? The meninges, progesterone helps with headaches, with glaucoma. It helps protect breast. The uterus, well, the uterus is gone, but it's still, and also inhibits fibroids and cervical changes. So it is an important drug. It is a calming hormone. I love it, if you can't tell. So there's another hormone out there, and it is actually being used today. And I'm going to talk about it, and then I'm going to go a little bit further with history of all of this, okay? So medroxyprogesterone, which is also named progestin, it is not natural, it is not bioidentical, but it is synthetic because it is produced through a chemical process. Progesterone and medroxyprogesterone, progestin, it is not the same structurally because it has a medroxy group attached to the progesterone, which is added to the chemical structure of the progesterone. This addition makes this type of progesterone act differently. Studies such as the WHI found issues such as breast cancer, blood clots, and other host of events. When you go through these studies, it drives me absolutely crazy because you'll see the title of the clinical study and it will mention something of the fact that there's these complications and, you know, all this kind of thing, and it's due to progesterone. No. It's not until you get into the study do you find that it is the progestin. And quite commonly, it is also WHI. They were using the Premarin from a horse. So the thing about this that actually, even today, when I hear, you know, patients say, you know, I'm not hearing HRT is safe, or medical providers who are not going into the clinical study to understand It is not what we have today. Those were both, you know, the Premarin from the horse, over 60 different types of estrogens that are foreign to our body. The progestin, it's synthetic. It has the medroxy chain to it. But yet, it stopped the WHI. Okay, that study was huge, and it was published in 2003. Thousands of women were involved with it, and it was showing that it increased breast cancer, increased strokes. However, there were other things that were very positive about it, preventing osteoporosis and preventing colorectal. Everybody freaked out. They stopped the studies. They sent it out to the media, and HRT was done. Yes, I'm passionate about this. This is why I'm saying there is so much misinformation out there. Providers, media, they tend to get it mixed up, and they're not looking at today and yesterday. But what's crazy is we're still using these drugs today. And medroxyprogesterone is also in birth control. So the next hormone I'm going to talk about is testosterone cypionate and testosterone ethanoate. They are considered bioidentical, although synthetic because they're made in a lab, right? They have a slight modification. These injectables consist of bioidentical testosterone with an added ester. The ester is important. It is a chemical compound that attaches to the testosterone molecule to slow its absorption into the bloodstream. Without the ester, the testosterone would rapidly enter into the bloodstream, requiring more frequent injections. I will also say that testosterone comes in a lot of different forms today. It comes in injectable. It can be done intramuscularly. It can be done subcutaneously. It can be in cream form, pellet form, and troche. Also, testosterone is FDA approved for men. It is not FDA approved for women. However, women have carried testosterone in their body throughout their entire lives. As well, though, turn it around the opposite side, men have carried estradiol around in their bodies. So you would think that, you know, estradiol female hormone, testosterone male hormone. No, that's just not the case. We make both. Well, we have come to the end of this episode, and I want to thank you so much for listening to me this week. In no way here should you take this as medical advice. The information here is only for educational. It's my opinion. It's my thought. And I'm hoping that it's some entertainment. It is not meant to prescribe medical advice. And if you have questions for treatment, please address it with your provider. On that note, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can receive new episodes right when they're released. You can subscribe right now in the app that you're using to listen to this product. Also, I ask that you check out my website, www.rejuvenatemyhormones.com. Lastly, I do have a quick favor to ask before you go. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I hope that you will let me know. I'd love to read through your reviews and learn, as podcasting is so new to me. Also, I ask that you include any topics that you would like covered in future episodes. Look for us next week, and thank you so much. Cheers to a week of rejuvenating your hormones and health.